This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow we are going live for 34 hours, an emergency broadcast. Stop World War III emergency broadcast kicks off tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central. It rolls right on through the conclusion of the War Room on Friday at 6 p.m. Central. And it's all about blasting out into the information sphere that we don't want World War III. We don't believe your lies from your intelligence communities anymore that get us into world wars and foreign interventions. So we're done with you. We, the people, were told by President Trump we can take our government back. So let's do it. Let's refuse to go to World War III. How can Trump have a mandate to go to World War III with Russia if we, the people, don't want it? So we have an emergency transmission tomorrow. Kicks off at 8 a.m. Central, runs through Friday, 6 p.m. Central, 34 hours, live broadcast, Stop World War III. So then your role is to share the links. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Hey, look, you know we're on the verge of World War III right now? Oh, you don't? Well, here, check this out. Listen to this information, and maybe you'll be awakened from your comatose. And that's the goal. And you would think of all the Trump haters out there that march every weekend, come up with new hashtags, come up with new fake news stories, come up with new angles and everything to try to bring him down. You would think that they'd have something to say about World War III with Russia, but they're silent. Isn't that amazing? Well, we're not silent because we're not cowards and frauds. We actually care about this country in the future, not just buzzwords and hashtags and lingo and virtue signaling. So we want to stop World War III. And you know what? It'd be nice if you liberals out there that hate Trump and even hate us would join us in that. That'd be great. I know you're emailing Trump every day in the White House, you know, probably cursing him out, threatening his family, all that good stuff that you guys normally do. If you could just take a step back from your high horse of threatening conservatives and trying to, you know, destroy a duly elected president. You can just step away from that for a second, trying to bring down America, and try to stop World War III with us. That'd be great. That'd be really nice. I'd really like that. And you can hate us the whole time and go back to hating us after we stop it. But please, join us to stop World War III. Even the young turds. Heck, even the young turds. I'd imagine the young turds have to be against intervening in Syria. But maybe they love it too. Maybe they're loving it too. Maybe they want Trump to start World War III so they can call him the evil dictator. I don't care if millions of people die in World War as long as I can call Trump an evil dictator. Or how about calling him a mob boss, which is apparently what James Comey called him in his interview with George Step on All of Us from ABC. They've just released an excerpt for that upcoming interview. Listen to this madness.
How strange is it for you to sit here and call the mob boss this Sunday night on ABC?
Comey compares you to mob boss.
But haven't said that could damage President Trump.
James Comey.
And to those who say you should have brought Hillary Clinton before a grand jury.
The exclusive interview everyone will be talking about.
Was President Trump obstructing justice? Should Donald Trump be impeached?
Stephanopoulos. Comey. This Sunday night at a special time. 10-9 Central on ABC.
And, of course, that's going to be Sunday night ABC, James Comey publicizing his new book and then force-feeding whoever watches George Step on All of Us at ABC propaganda about President Trump, calling him a mob boss. And then he's the, oh, should he impeach? Should he be fired? Is he obstructing justice? What is Comey going to say? It'll be pretty interesting, actually. But you know what? If you go back and you look at George Step on All of Us, Step on All of Us' history, that guy's been fake news for decades. Fake news, George Step on All of Us, ABC. I'm
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Deep state, the globalists, the enemies of America. Well, they're really pulling out all the stops right now to try to stop America from staying independent and sovereign, not going into a world government, and controlling its own destiny. And part of that process, obviously, is to do everything they can to demonize Trump, bring him down, put him into a corner. And then, of course, they've got the censorship with censoring people on social media like Diamond and Silk, who we've got coming up in the next hour. And now they're taking it to even new levels of what to me looks like straight up political racketeering, which is pretty suspicious that this would be going on in Massachusetts, where Dr. Shiva Ayyaduray is running against one of the lead swamp creatures, Elizabeth Warren. Now, Dr. Shiva has made headlines in the past with some of his campaign tactics, offering Elizabeth Warren a DNA test because she said she was an Indian when she's not, challenging her on Monsanto and the policies that she's had with Monsanto. But now it's gone to a new low. There is the bus right there. Now, this bus sits outside of Dr. Shiva Ayyaduray's headquarters. Only a real Indian can defeat the fake Indian. Well, now, local law enforcement has threatened Shiva with a fine of $300 a day if he does not remove that billboard from the bus that sits in front of his office in Massachusetts. Now, Dr. Shiva, I have to say, when I first heard about the story and I'm looking into this, I don't know if you've sought any counsel from attorneys or anything like that, but how is this not political racketeering? This seems to me like straight up, cold cut case, political racketeering.
Well, Owen, you got to understand, Massachusetts is one of the most corrupt states in all the United States. I think in the last public integrity report, it was rated 47th out of 50. The entire state runs on racketeering. If you really think about it, the only thing that produces anything in Massachusetts is probably the high-tech workers and the working people. MIT produced 33,000 jobs. Businesses, which created about $2 trillion annual revenue for the U.S. GDP, but everything else is complete racketeering. That slogan that you just read, only a real Indian can defeat the fake Indian, is what bothers them. For nearly 14 months, as you know, the bus is, it's my building. We don't have any logos or banners on the building, but that bus used to have the slogan which said, Shiva, fight for America. Prior to St. Patrick's Day, we changed it to this slogan, which, as you know, you guys showed it in St. Patrick's Day. Millions of people just loved it. So subsequent to that, we got apparently the city of Cambridge said they got anonymous complaints saying we need to take that slogan down. So it's completely political racketeering, but more importantly, it's a violation of the free speech, probably violation of the 14th Amendment, equal protection. So obviously we seek counsel. And we're not going to let them do this. In fact, Owen, to everyone listening, we're going to escalate this. We're probably going to get another bus and probably three more pickup trucks. And that symbol, only the real Indian can defeat the fake Indian. Anyone who's listening, we have a supplier who supports our campaign. You can get it on the side of your own vehicle. Just go up to our website and donate $100 or more, and we'll ship it out to you. But the bottom line is, Owen, what you're looking at is that the left and the right hates that slogan because we're the ones who are seen as a real opposition to Warren. Because the right wing, I don't want to say right wing, but the establishment in Massachusetts, the GOP establishment, has no intent of beating Elizabeth Warren. They coddle to her. In fact, you have Charlie Baker, who's taking selfies with her at the St. Patrick's Day. He didn't even have the decency to attend the vice president's dinner event, nor did he send anyone. So you're looking at total collusion of the sewer rats, which feed the swamp in D.C.
Well, and it tells me, though, but it tells me how threatened they are by you that they are willing to go with such blatant political racketeering. It really shows that you're scaring the establishment in Washington. It really shows you're scaring Elizabeth Warren. And so they call you, and you're telling me they say they have anonymous complaints about your bus. They're saying people are calling in with anonymous complaints?
Yeah, one of our campaign managers behind me, Mike Mosca, talked to the city of Cambridge, and he said, look, this is, you're the building department. What jurisdiction do you have on a bus? Okay, this is a bus. So the next thing they're going to do is probably start regulating all of us driving around in our vehicles if we start posting whatever rights we have on free speech, symbols that we want on our
right.
own vehicles.
Exactly. This is beyond political racketeering. This is now an attack on free speech. Because what are they going to say? You can't have a bumper sticker that says anything? I mean, you can't have a bumper sticker that says Make America Great Again? I mean, that's where this goes.
That's exactly where it goes. The other interesting thing, Owen, is on Monday is Patriots Day. Everyone should remember the first shot was fired for the revolution in Lexington. In Lexington, Concord, one of the first battles took place, is a academy. And you got to check this out. This was just even more breaking news than this. A Concord Academy, nice elitist school. The headmaster of that school apparently released an announcement. One of the students who's afraid of being ostracized just wrote to me and he said the headmaster told all the students that there's going to be misogynists, there's going to be racist, anti-Muslim people coming to our city to do a Patriots Day event. And they're referring to us and we're concerned about the safety of our children with these guys. So that's what's going on. So it's awesome for us in many ways, spectacularly awesome, because you remember what happened with the free speech rally, right? 40 of us against 40,000, and it was truly a free speech rally. We fought for free speech. And here again, it's Elizabeth Warren. She's who's unleashed the city of Cambridge, because they're all, as you say, I think the word you use, political racketeering, is absolutely right, Owen. That's what's going on. And that's what, you know, Massachusetts has always been known for. That's why.
Well, this is why Massachusetts needs you. But this is why Massachusetts needs Shiva Iduré. This is why the Senate needs Shiva Iduré, because you're a fighter and you're also a very brilliant man. You happen to be the inventor of email, but, you know, they won't credit you with that. The left will actually act like you don't even exist. But I wanted to know, and you already talked about this, what is your response to this? I mean, are you going to take the billboard down? No, you're going to put more billboards out there. So what are they going to do when you put more billboards out there? You expand this fake Indian campaign, and they continue to levy fines against you. How is this going to go?
Well, look, we're going to escalate. You know, what you do is when they attack you, you escalate, because we know that fundamentally what we've done is that both sides are afraid of us and we need to escalate. Bottom line is, when the people love that slogan, only a real Indian can defeat a fake Indian. And why do they like it? Because I'm a real American, you're a real American. And fundamentally, the core of what we're saying is the real Indians, real Americans, if you go to real indigenous people, we lived in decentralized environments, right? We lived with nature. We supported local governance. We didn't support the deep state and centralized government. That slogan goes at the heart of the deep state. And our goal is to destroy the deep state. And the center of the deep state is right here in Massachusetts. Both the Mass GOP and the Democratic Party are the sewer, literally the center of the deep state. And what we are conducting right here, Owen, is the second American Revolution. That's what's taking place in Massachusetts. And everyone listening out there, all of you, just start putting up this banner, only a real Indian can defeat the fake Indian. Because I'm telling you, that's going to become the dog whistle of this next revolution that's coming. Because people are tired of, I mean, look what just happened to Trump. They're invading his lawyers' offices violate.
Yeah, you know what? And I want to get into that on the other side with you. But I'm telling you that you really have to have them afraid right now. If they're willing to do this blatant racketeering, if they're willing to try to levy these fines against you to get you to take down these posters, and you know another thing, Elizabeth Warren has been pretty silent lately. You haven't really heard much from Elizabeth Warren. It sounds like she's trying to stay out of the press right now, and I think that's another sign that you have her scared.
Well, look, both sides, I think both sides had a huddle and probably told her to go to Beijing for a while. That's where she is, you know, thinking she's some great statesman or something and probably colluding with the Chinese against the American people, Chinese government, that is. That's what Elizabeth Warren's really up to. But the bottom line is, Owen, we're going to escalate this. We're in the middle of getting another big bus that's going to also say only a real Indian can defeat a fake Indian. Frank, who's right behind me. He's a local electrician who lives up in Massachusetts. He built everything we do. We built that bus on our own by citizens and students. We painted it on our own. There's no people that we're relying on to go buy a bus.
Yeah, you're the real deal, and they're scared to death of you getting in. They hate that slogan because it's so real, and now they're trying. I mean, they're essentially bribing you. I mean, this is nuts. Take that sign down, or we're going to fine you. How about kiss my ass? This is America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My guest is Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai, inventor of email, and he's running for Senate against Elizabeth Warren, and he has Elizabeth Warren and the deep state in Massachusetts very scared. So scared, in fact, that they're now levying fines against Dr. Ayyadurai because he has a bus in front of his office that has a billboard on it that says only a real Indian can defeat a fake Indian. So now they're telling him, take it down, or we're going to fine you $300 a day. Now, if that's not political racketeering, I don't know what is. There is the bus right there. And, of course, this is a very popular slogan. It's funny. It's creative. And it's getting attention. And that's why they have to stop it. That's why they have to censor Dr. Ayyadurai's free speech. That's why they're engaging in political racketeering. And so, just like I would suspect from my guest, he's decided his response is going to be, well, you know what, $300 a day for having this billboard in the parking lot, let's put 12 of them in the parking lot. How about that? Go ahead and try to charge me that. We'll put 12 buses in the parking lot, and then we'll hand out 12,000 around the city for people to put in their yards, and we'll just go with that. I'll tell you what, usually I like to, Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai, here's what we're going to do. Brilliant idea came from one of the producers here, and I think it's a brilliant idea. You contemplate this idea. I'm going to throw it out there. We'll get a raw response from you, but I want you to contemplate this idea. What if you told Elizabeth Warren you will remove the bus and the sign from the office if she agrees to take the DNA test? What about that? I want you don't provide an answer. Just contemplate on that. But I mean, it's just incredible. So now they're censoring your free speech and they're engaging in political racketeering, all because they're afraid you might get in and shake things up.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is that slogan, only a real Indian can defeat the fake Indian, pretty much says it all, not only against Warren, but it says it against all these career politicians. Because, look, they're all fakes. None of them are real people. They don't solve any real problems. In fact, they don't know how to solve a problem. You look at Elizabeth Warren and what she's actually done in Massachusetts, and it's been zilch, for that matter, for this country. What she has done is create an environment where we've consolidated the deep state. We've essentially had the highest income inequality in Massachusetts. The average net worth of a poor black person is $8, literally within a two-mile distance from our own home. And then you look at the situation that for every 17 skilled job openings in Massachusetts, only one person is skilled. And meanwhile, Harvard runs as a tax-free hedge fund, $40 billion. She never says anything about them, nor does Charlie Baker, who's a, quote-unquote, a Republican governor. In fact, out of the three guys running against Warren and the Republicans, one of them is backed by the Saudis. The Saudi Robichaud, I'm sorry, we call her Holly Robichaud, the campaign manager for one of them, was funded by the Saudis to manipulate veterans into going to lobby against a bill which was to protect 9/11 victims. And that's one of the quote-unquote Republicans who actually, we just found out that he was a Democrat because he voted for Joe Biden less than a decade ago, and he's been a Democrat as long as Warren's been a Democrat. That's what's going on in Massachusetts. None of these people want to take on the deep state because they're part of the deep state. That's why that slogan is so powerful, and that's why we saw millions coming out on St. Patrick's Day, blacks, white, Indians, people of all color, cheering us on, only a real Indian can defeat the fake Indian.
And that's why they're trying to shut it down. And that's why they're trying to shut it down. And this is the type of campaign you run. Just creative, outside of the box, and they hate it. They hate it. So you know what? You tried to, you wanted to get in a street fight with Dr. Shiva Ayadu Ray. Well, you picked the wrong guy, because now you're going to have 12 buses and you're going to have street signs, and only a real Indian can defeat a fake Indian is now just going to go viral. So thank you to the city and to the state of Massachusetts for engaging in political racketeering against Shiva Ayadu Ray. You might be a little racist. We won't go there yet. You might be a little racist for engaging in political racketeering against Dr. Shiva Ayadu Ray, but we'll save that for later. But doctor, before we let you go here, you were mentioning something very important in the last segment, and it's very precedent setting. Not is it just precedent setting what you're dealing with this racketeering, but also what now the FBI is doing at Mueller's behest, going in, raiding lawyers' offices. Talk about the dangers of the precedent being set right now by Mueller, his team, and the FBI, where they can just raid anyone. They're lawless. They're above the law, unelected, can investigate in anybody. And it's just like Russian collusion. No, they're investigating anything. Talk about that dangerous precedent.
Well, look, the reason we had a revolution in this country was because of illegal search and seizure, right? Let's not forget that. We had the fact that the British were telling us what weapons we could have and what weapons we could not have. They were seizing them. Tell me, Owen, what is different right now than that climate? When the personal lawyer of the President of the United States gets raided and his material gets removed, you're first of all violating attorney-client privileges, but more importantly, you're violating the fundamentals of what this country is, that you can have the right to legal counsel and is protected from the state. And Mueller doing this either for one of two reasons, to force Trump's hand so he does something against Mueller. I have a theory that you see Paul Ryan, you know, one of the, and when Paul Ryan, when John McCain, and then when you have someone like Howard Dean, all on the same side, think about what's going on with Syria. They all want Trump to go bomb the hell out of Syria now, right? And Putin, they want to start a war, and they want to put Trump as a scapegoat of that, because the deep state is essentially completely suffocating right now with the fact that people are rising up and they understand what's going on in this country. So they're trying to play chess moves. So separate from the fundamentals of the Constitution, in my view, being violated by what we saw happen with Cohen being attacked and a search and seizure, what's going on to us in Massachusetts, and also you have a scumbag, excuse my term, like Mark Zuckerberg. If anyone saw that hearing, it was a complete joke. Here's a guy who makes billions of dollars actually selling advertising. He sells data. And that whole thing is being sort of whitewashed over in these hearings, as though, you know, they're setting it up where he'll probably apologize. He'll say, make some idealist comments. And the net of it is they're going to throw Cambridge Analytica, one of their customers, under the bus, who is simply using the data that they have the right to use based on how Facebook said that they could use the data. You know, so, you know, in my view, we're living in a very, very important time. You know, you have a slogan like real Indian, fake Indian being attacked. You have people being not allowed, censored on Facebook and an organization deciding what's hate speech, what's not hate speech. And then you have the President of the United States lawyer being raided. I mean, how much worse is it going to get?
So they censor the digital platform, like getting Diamond and Silk off Facebook. They censor the real 3D world, physical world reality, by trying to get you to remove your sign from a parking lot. These people are total control freaks, and they're totally desperate. And if they can pin World War III on Trump, they think that they can get his base to betray him. And I guess they're right, because we don't want the world war. We don't want this intervention. And again, I asked this earlier. Where are the peacenik liberals that don't want foreign interventions and don't want more expanded wars? I'm not hearing a peep from them, Dr. Ayadu Ray.
Exactly. This is a fascinating thing to watch CNN, to watch a nut job like Howard Dean, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, all coming together. This is no different than when Hillary Clinton ran. You had the Romneys, you had the Obamas, you had the Bushes and the Clintons all come together against the establishment candidate. So I think we're living in very, very exciting times, and it's a great opportunity for a new revolution to take place, whatever form that takes place.
And it's not going to be easy. It wasn't easy in 1776. It's not going to be easy now. But if we win this revolution, we change the world forever. ShivaForSenate.com. ShivaForSenate.com. If you want 12 buses that say a real Indian can defeat a fake Indian, go to ShivaForSenate.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
It looks like the start to fail it. We had a chemical attack a few days ago. It was clearly a false flag inside Syria. The Russians have announced they're pulling out. The rebels have been caught three times staging chemical attacks before. The globals want to keep that conflict going. Same globals that backed ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And now Trump has said he's looking in the next 24 hours or so at the possibility of striking 20-plus Russian targets. Now Paul Watson has reported on InfoWars.com, State Department statements and others, that Trump's planning to hit 70 targets, or that that's on the table right now, including Russian military bases and air bases and a naval base where the Russians are already pulling out. This is insane. The Russians went in and stopped the Al-Qaeda ISIS forces. Now the neocons on the left are on Trump's ass about Russiagate. I think probably blackmailing him, not with some kind of Russiagate stuff, but with Stormy Daniels, start World War III. True, insane scum in D.C. Bipartisan, total filth. The same, you know, type of terroristic lawsuits we see filed against us to shut down free speech. They're after our guns. They're just pure authoritarians, like the Nazis, like the Soviets. The poor Russians have done nothing to us. And it's this litmus test of being beat over the head and accept a huge war. The Russians went in and did what we should have done. Our own military backed it 5 years ago, blocked Obama, but now it is just a real... Emily, this is my wife and baby right over there. I took on this D.C. trip with me. And it just makes me really, really upset that I'm a father and I love my family and this type of crap's going on. Yeah, Trump brought the economy back and got us out of the TPP and all this globalism. But the cancer that is the globalists, it's bipartisan, it's just unbelievable. And shame on all the Twitter bots and Google bots and YouTube bots and Facebook bots who get your stuff promoted. So you attack America, you attack me, you attack Trump. All of you are the ones driving this towards total war and your whole BS Russian era. There right now. There's my wife right there, and there's my baby. And they just don't want to live in a nuclear war. They don't want to have this kind of crap happen. And America's on the wrong side of this, man. This is absolutely wrong. And I'm sick of it. I don't just show you my daughter, 11-month-old daughter, ever. I just showed it to her because that's what's on the line. Your children, too. I'm so sick of this crap. I'm flying back to Austin. Hope a nuclear war doesn't start while I'm in the air for 3 hours. That's it. People have taken freedom for granted so long. We bring the Islamists in, the attacks, and they take our freedoms, and the globals are allied with it. And then I guess who checked us coming in was nothing but women in burqas, headdresses, total joke. I mean, it is just such an unbelievable joke. The globals are allied with radical Islam. They're allied with the EU. They're allied with the communist Chinese. It's not the Russians. The Russians have pulled out of the globalist system after 85 years being under their control. And that's why the globalists want them back under their control. Everybody else under their control. It's about raw, satanic power. All right, call the White House, call Congress, call C-SPAN, create a huge buzz and say no. You don't use some... I saw a comment earlier, make a great point on my YouTube video. 6 months later, 8 months later, we don't know who did Vegas. Or was it six months later? Of course we do. It was Islamist attack. Saudi Arabian civil war. They know that within 2 hours, it was the Russians in Syria, right when the Russians are pulling out, and the rebels have been caught doing it before. Why would the Russians give themselves a black eye? This is about keeping that war going, getting Assad out. We attack Syria. Obama attacks Syria. It's wrong. It's bull****. We need to get out of there now. This needs to frickin' stop. I personally am sick of it. That's my family right there. And it's about them. And it's about my family right there. Not dying in a nuclear winter. We just think this stuff can never happen. So the left is so brazen. They overthrew Iraq. They overthrew Libya. They overthrew our allies like Egypt. And they just want war and power and control. And it's sick. And Trump's instincts are right to not do this and announce we were pulling out 2 weeks ago. So Trump announces we're pulling out. And this whole new crisis starts claiming he's soft on Russia. The same crap with that damn Mueller. So enjoy yourselves, everybody. Enjoy nuclear war. That's what happens. Pray for peace and pray for Trump to make the right decision. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Owen Schroyer's live right now covering it all on the radio. InfoWars.com/show.
And I'll tell you, it's amazing. You realize the reason why they want to demonize Russia so much and pit America against Russia is because Russia's not globalist. I'm not saying Russia's perfect. Russia has its own problems, but they're not globalist. So that means the Russian government is going to, in general, just tell the truth or at least not go along with the globalist bullcrap. So you've got the Russian ambassador to the United Nations right now, Vasily Nebenzia, addressing the UN Security Council to refute claims that Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad gassed his own people and that the United States is imposing undue hostilities on Russia for defending its sovereignty. Now, we've already got plenty of proof of this. In fact, we already told you this was coming. Other news outlets already told you this was coming. Nikki Haley told you this was coming last June. Don't take my word for it. I got the tweet right here. Nikki Haley, any further attacks done to the people of Syria will be blamed on Assad. Again, no evidence, just jumping to conclusions, just telling you their false flag is coming. but also Russia and Iran, who support him killing his own people. And then they're going to turn it into a Russia and Iran issue. So Nikki Haley shows you their cards, and then the people still fall for it. So listen to what Vasily Nebenzia said at the UN Security Council. I'm reading from the transcript here. We're combing through this video to get all it. Very long transcript, but very important things said. Let me just read directly here. Also, information is surfacing that the Al-Tanf camp, American instructors, have trained a number of groups of fighters to stage provocations with chemical weapons used to create a pretext for a strike. It was clear to us that attempts to shelter terrorists and at the same time punish the regime so hated by some Western capitalists would sooner or later be undertaken. Yeah, they've been trying this for years. Speaking heads on television screens sought to repeal last year's strike against Syria. This morning, there were strikes against the T-4 airfield in Homs province. We are deeply troubled by such actions. Provocations in Douma echo last year's incident in Khan Shikun. The unifying aspect is the fact that there is a planned nature of these attacks. An analysis of the USS operations prior to and after the incident in Khan Shikun, hope I'm saying that right, in April 2017 shows that Washington, ahead of time, prepared for its operation. The USS Porter Naval Destroyer from April 4th to 7th last year, that is when the toxic substances were used in Khan Shikun before the strike against the Shirit Air Base. We were already present in the Mediterranean waters, where they were engaged in planned operations. They did not enter the ports where an exchange of munitions could have happened in order to increase the number of cruise missiles. That is a brief extract from the overall transmission, the overall document. Let me just go to another segment of this. The Russian Federation demanded for this meeting to be held on the agenda items, threats to intentional peace and security. Again, so this is Russia demanding a meeting with the U.S. because they knew that this was about to come. They wanted to warn Trump and not have it happen. Insofar as we are deeply alarmed at the fact that in a number of capitals, above all Washington and those blindly following it, London and Paris, a deliberate policy was undertaken to stoke international tensions. The leadership of the United States, the United Kingdom, and France, without any justification, without any considering the consequences, have engaged in a confrontational policy against Russia and Syria, and they are prompting others to follow suit. A broad arsenal of methods is being leveraged to slander and insult, hawkish rhetoric, blackmail, sanctions, and threats to use force against a sovereign state. Russia is being unpardonably threatened. The tone with which this is being done has gone beyond the threshold of what is acceptable, even during the Cold War. Such boorishness against my country is something your predecessors did not take the liberty to undertake. What is next? We remind a rhetorical question which our president put forward in 2015 from the UN General Assembly to our Western partners, above all the United States, concerning the recklessness of their geopolitical experiments in the Middle East, the recklessness, do you understand now what you have done? And the response at that time hung in the air. Well, do you now? Do you see what the deep state does now? Do you see how the intelligence agencies lie and manipulate to demonize Trump, demonize Russia, and start wars? That's what we're doing. Russia is warning us. But now they'll say I'm a Russian agent because I'm covering Russian propaganda, even though it's just the truth.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Are you sick of biased liberal media controlling the narrative? Are you sick of Hollywood telling you how to think? Are you sick of George Soros spending hundreds of millions of dollars to influence U.S. elections, local elections? Does this frustrate you? Do you wonder what can you do to fight back against this? Well, the easiest thing you can do is go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us, because we vow to fight against all those evils forever. We'll never stop. And so that's what we do at InfoWarsStore.com. That's why Alex Jones invaded the swamp this week. That's why we're doing a live 34-hour emergency broadcast tomorrow to try to stop World War III. That's why we confront the nasty radical left on the streets. Because we're here. We're here for the fight. We're here to fight for our future. That includes you. So at InfoWarsStore.com, we've got specials running. Your last chance for pure, affordable, high-quality iodine, our famous supplement, Survival Shield X2, one of the most powerful and highly rated supplements we have at InfoWarsStore.com. The formula is so hard to come by now that we can't even replicate it. And so get your Survival Shield X2 now while the formula is still available. And we're not jacking up the price for a supplement that just became more rare. In fact, we're cutting it now. It's 25% off. And don't forget about AutoShip, which when you sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off. And it's guaranteed to never run out of stock because we put product aside for the AutoShip subscribers so that when we run out of some of these products and we have a run that sells out before we get the next run in, yours will always be held back. So whether it's the Super Blue toothpaste or the Emrex Essentials shampoo or the Survival Shield X2 or Brain Force Plus or Bod Ease or any of the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, you sign up for AutoShip, you're guaranteed to get it. You're guaranteed to get it on time, and you get the additional 10% off. That's what we do at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out Survival Shield X2 if you haven't tried it yet. What are you waiting for? And check out some of the other specials as well, like $50 off Alexa Pure Breeze, 50% off CellForce, all kinds of good stuff out there for you at InfoWarsStore.com at a discount price. And again, that's how you thumb your nose in the deep state controlled media outlets like CNN and MSNBC. And Facebook. Zuckerberg has been getting questioned again on the Hill today. I just chose not to cover it live because we covered it live yesterday, and it's just like, what a waste of time. What political theater? It's the kindergarten bubblegum trials of Mark Zuckerberg. Nothing is going to come from this. It's all a distraction. But considering the fact that they've decided to censor conservatives, one most popular channel like Diamond and Silk, who will be joining me in the next hour, have been one of the victims of this censorship campaign on Facebook. So we're going to play some of these clips from yesterday's testimony of Zuckerberg before we get Diamond and Silk on. Let's go clip 8, guys. This is Ted Cruz, who probably was the hardest on Mark Zuckerberg yesterday. You got to give even Senator Blumenthal gave him a pretty hard time. But here's Ted Cruz putting Zuckerberg in a box.
Mr. Zuckerberg, does Facebook consider itself a neutral public forum?
Senator, we consider ourselves to be a platform for all ideas.
Wrong.
Let me ask the question again. Does Facebook consider itself to be a neutral public forum? And representatives of your company have given conflicting answers on this. Are you a First Amendment speaker expressing your views, or are you a neutral public forum allowing everyone to speak?
Senator, here's how we think about this. I don't believe that...
Can't answer the question.
There is certain content that clearly we do not allow. Right?
Like Diamond and
Silk. Hate speech, terrorist content.
Really?
Nudity, anything that makes people feel unsafe in the community.
Oh, like Diamond and Silk.
From that perspective, that's why we generally try to refer to what we do as a platform for all ideas.
Let me try just because the time is constrained. It's just a simple question.
See, Zuckerberg was trained.
For Section 230.
He was trained on how to stall. So when they ask you the leading key question like that, just stall.
Do you consider yourself a neutral public forum, or are you engaged in political speech, which is your right under the First Amendment?
Well, Senator, our goal is certainly not to engage in political speech. I'm not that familiar with the specific legal language of the law that you speak to.
Yeah,
so
right.
I would need to follow up with you on that. I'm just trying to lay out how broadly I think about this.
Well, Mr. Zuckerberg, I will say there are a great many Americans who I think are deeply concerned that Facebook and other tech companies are engaged.
There's the list of all Facebook's clients in Congress. Very long list.
Censorship. There have been numerous instances with Facebook. In May of 2016, Gizmodo reported that Facebook had purposely and routinely suppressed conservative stories from trending news, including stories about CPAC, including stories about Mitt Romney, including stories about the Lois Lerner IRS scandal, including stories about Glenn Beck. In addition to that, Facebook has initially shut down the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day page, has blocked a post of a Fox News reporter, has blocked over 24 Catholic pages, and most recently blocked Trump supporters Diamond and Silk's page with 1.2 million Facebook followers after determining their content and brand were, quote, unsafe to the community. To a great many Americans, that appears to be a pervasive pattern of political bias. Do you agree with that assessment?
Senator, let me say a few things about this. First, I understand where that concern is coming from, because Facebook and the tech industry are located in Silicon Valley, which is an extremely left-leaning place. And this is actually a concern that I have and that I try to root out at the company, is making sure that we don't have any bias in the work that we do. And I think it is a fair concern.
And that's why he's not under oath, because of comments like that right there.
Now, are you aware of any ad or page that has been taken down from Planned Parenthood?
Senator, I'm not. But
Senator, we support abortion.
Sorry?
How about MoveOn.org?
I'm not specifically aware of those.
How about any Democratic candidate for office?
I'm not specifically aware. I mean, I'm not sure.
In your testimony, you say that you have 15 to 20,000 people working on security and content review. Do you know the political orientation of those 15 to 20,000 people engaged in content review?
No, Senator. We do not generally ask people about their political orientation when they're joining the company.
So as CEO, have you ever made hiring or firing decisions based on political positions or what candidates they supported?
No.
They're rubbish.
Why was Palmer Luckey fired?
That is a specific personnel matter that seems like it would be inappropriate to
speak. You just made a specific representation that you didn't make decisions based on political views.
Well, I can commit that it was not because of a political view.
Oh, crap.
Do you know of those 15,000 to 20,000 people engaged in content review, how many, if any, have ever supported financially a Republican candidate for office?
Senator, I do not know that.
Your testimony says it is not enough that we just connect people. We have to make sure those connections are positive. It says we have to make sure people aren't using their voice to hurt people or spread misinformation. We have a responsibility not just to build tools, to make sure those tools are used for good. Mr. Zuckerberg, do you feel it's your responsibility to assess users whether they are good and positive connections or ones that those 15 to 20,000 people deem unacceptable or deplorable?
Senator, are you asking about me personally?
Facebook.
Senator, I think that there are a number of things that we would all agree are clearly bad. Foreign interference in our elections, terrorism, self-harm.
I'm
those
talking
are
about
things.
Censorship.
Well, I think that you would probably agree that we should remove terrorist propaganda from the service. So that, I agree, I think is clearly bad activity that we want to get down. And we're generally proud of how well we do with that. Now, what I can say, and I do want to get this in before the end here, is that I'm very committed to making sure that Facebook is a platform for all ideas. That is a very important founding principle
right.
of what we do. We're proud of the discourse and the different ideas that people can share on the service. And that is something that, as long as I'm running the company, I'm going to be committed to making sure is the case.
Yeah, and I'm the Easter Bunny as well, too. I got little golden eggs I'm going to be handing out after the show if you come down to Austin. And Mark Zuckerberg wants all ideas shared equally on Facebook. But, you know, it's funny because here's the trap he's in. As soon as you decide to become an arbiter of who's good and who's bad, you're no longer a neutral public forum, and you have an entirely different set of regulations to deal with. That's why you won't commit to that. That's why they won't admit that they're politically censoring people. That's why they kind of on a balance beam of, yes, we're an arbiter. Oh, no, we're not an arbiter. Everybody's equal. And that's why the whole thing was not under oath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them a library, to give them your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, it's on the file.